Federal Briefs, written by Sean McFarland, and read by an automated voice. EIAA U.S. plans 11 gigawatts of retirements in 2026. Power plant owners plan to retire 11 gigawatts of utility-scale generation in 2026, most of it from coal plants, according to the EIA's preliminary monthly electric generator inventory. Most of the scheduled retirements are either coal-fired plants or steam turbines and simple cycle natural gas. The largest planned coal retirements planned are the 1,331 megawatts J.H. Campbell in Michigan and the 1,231 megawatts Cumberland Unit 2 in Tennessee. Plans are subject to change due to recent policy shifts delaying retirements. Owners and operators plan to retire 12.3 gigawatts of capacity in 2025 but retired only 4.6 gigawatts following emergency orders from DOE to extend the operations of several coal plants. More EIAA. U.S. sets tariffs on Asian solar imports. The Commerce Department announced tariffs on solar cells and panels imported by companies in India, Indonesia, and Laos. According to the department, it calculated rates of 125.87% on imports from India, 104.38% on imports from Indonesia, and 80.67% on imports from Laos. The three nations accounted for $4.5 billion in imports in 2025, about two-thirds of the overall total, according to government trade data. More, Reuters. BLM approves Silver Peak lithium mine expansion. The Bureau of Land Management approved expansion of the Silver Peak lithium mine in Nevada. The mine is now authorized to operate on 8,058 total acres, including 1,601 public acres. The expansion allows for the use of new technologies that are expected to increase lithium recovery by up to 100% from the same amount of materials. The mine has been in operation since 1965 and is currently the only producing lithium mine in the U.S. More, BLM.gov.